Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. You know, I've been thinking so much about people today. We just take it for granted. Yeah, he rose from the dead. Can you imagine what it would have been like in their time? The shock of it, the incredulity, my goodness. People wouldn't believe it. They'd say, oh, somebody made that up or somebody did something. No, Jesus rose from the dead. Brothers and sisters, I urge you to take a moment today, even at the beginning of this program, just want you to take a moment today and say, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for us. Say it over and over again if you can today. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for us. Please, we need to render him thanks more, not just for something that happened thousands of years ago, but he is living today. He is waiting to see us face to face. Our God is a living God, and he loves us. Please open your hearts even more to him today. Let's take a look now at the opening prayer for this Thursday. O God, who have united the many nations in confessing your name, grant that those reborn in the font of baptism, that's you and me, may be one in the faith of their hearts and the homage of their deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Do we understand how impossible that is? And yet God did it for us to save us. Please don't ignore. Please don't turn away. He's your pathway to life forever. Open your hearts. Confess your sin. We've all sinned. We've all really missed at times proclaiming the glory of God. But come back. Stand up and let God speak to your heart, for he loves you. The first reading today is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verses 11 to 26. As the crippled man who had been cured clung to Peter and John, all the people hurried in amazement toward them in the portico called Solomon's Portico. When Peter saw this, he addressed the people, "You children of Israel, why are you amazed at this? And why do you look so intently at us as if we had made him walk by our own power or our own piety? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence when he had decided to release him. You denied the Holy and Righteous One. You asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life you put to death. But God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name, this man, whom you see and know, his name has made strong, and the faith that comes through it has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. Now I know, brothers and sisters, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did, but God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away, and that the Lord may grant you times of refreshment and send you the Christ already appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the times of universal restoration, of which God spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets. For Moses said, a prophet like me will the Lord your God raise up for you from among your own kin. To him you shall listen in all that he may say to you. Everyone who does not listen to that prophet will be cut off from the people. Moreover, all the prophets who spoke from Samuel and those afterwards also announced these days. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your ancestors when he said to Abraham, in your offspring all the families of the earth shall be blessed. For you first, God raised up his servant and sent him to bless you by turning each of you from your evil ways. Brothers and sisters, I pray to God that those who need to hear this message would really hear it. God waits for you. He waits to save you. What we need to do is accept him, receive him into our hearts, receive him into our lives, or if we've grown tired and weary, may we have a new strength to acknowledge who he is, that he waits to set us free for eternal life. I think sometimes about death and I get a little scared because I think, I don't know what I'm going to see. I don't know what's going to happen. But then my heart takes over and I know that it is Jesus who will meet me. And oh, brothers and sisters, I want you to know Jesus is waiting to meet you and me, all of us. And not just like, hello, 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 hello. That's not it. God will embrace us, draw us even deeper into himself forever, not just for a moment, but forever. Please turn to him now. If you've turned away, please turn back. If you've grown lax, if you don't attend Mass very often, make a decision, brothers and sisters. Please, because he waits for you with arms outstretched, unless you or I turn away from him. Let us not, brothers and sisters, and know that I pray for you every day that your faith may grow stronger. Psalm 8, O Lord our God, how wonderful is your name in all the earth. How true. How glorious is your name over all the earth. What is man that you should be mindful of him, or the son of man that you should care for him? You made him little less than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him rule over the works of your hands, putting all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fishes of the sea, and whatever swims the paths of the seas. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Oh, brothers and sisters, do we turn to the Lord? Please do. Take some time today. Even if you think all you can give is 5 minutes, take some time today to say, thank you, Lord. I praise you. I long to see your face. Please take care of me. Please bless me. Please lead me in the right way. God will hear you. He will hear you. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 35 to 48, the disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. That was those who were leaving when Jesus met them. And while they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, peace be with you. I don't know about anybody, but I would have fainted. But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. And then he said to them, why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands, my feet. that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you can see I have. And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And you," that's you, brothers and sisters, "you and me, you are witnesses of these things." He's telling us, he's with us, that he has not left us, even though we saw him die that horrible death on the cross. Jesus is alive, and he longs for you who perhaps are discouraged or doubt about God, doubt anything about God. I want you to know I will pray for you all today, because I want you to see and believe in the promises that if we live lives according to his will, we will see him face to face. Brothers and sisters, no, I wish I could take all of you who are listening to this program. I wish I could bring you all together in one place and look at you in your eyes and tell you this word is not just for one person or somebody better than you are, or you don't know what sins I've committed. If you haven't repented, repented. Just repent. Please. I want you to come close to him that you may know how much he loves you in this life. Right now, in this life, he loves you very, very much. And I kind of grow silent in those that kind of word, that he loves you, he loves me, he loves all of us, he loves your children, your grandchildren, he loves all those, the elderly in your family, every single one of us, everyone, he loves you. Brothers and sisters, let his death not be in vain. Please, believe in him, trust in him, open your heart more. When this program ends, just go to a quiet place and tell Lord what you want to. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.